live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And it's a measure of how pathetic radio is that I used to really look at daylight savings time. I mean, springing ahead and falling backwards, just the happiest times of my life, because you could, you know, you could finally put down an extra hour either way. You know, it's like, it didn't matter what it was, you were actually getting paid for another hour. Especially if you were springing ahead.
You were falling back, though. You were losing an hour.
No, but no, if I was falling back, though, I was putting... Look, you work midnight to 6, but at 2 a.m. you set it back to 1, I'm putting down 7 hours. You're working, you're there, you're on the board for 7 hours, you're putting down 7 hours.
Yeah, but going the other way, you're working midnight to 6,
but
you're going from 2 to 3... Then you're really only there for 5 hours.
I know, but I was still putting down 6. The clock says noon. Clock says 12 to 6.
That means it's an extra hour of downloading porno for the all-night porno.
That's not that sort of thing happens here. Attention.
And we
HR department here at Intercom Broadcasting. Intercom takes a strong stance against the objectification of women as sexual objects. Speaking of which, following emails have come in today about the 1080 girls. This one says... Dear God, I need to wipe up my keyboard. This is just Sean who says that Jessica, she's so fine. Rick Emerson Show is a subsidiary of Intercom Broadcasting. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Thank you for coming by. It's 3 minutes and 46 seconds after the hour 12 into this, the month of Rocktober in the year of our Lord, 2003. Thank you for coming by. We appreciate it. It's Friday. We're here with Sarah Dillon, F. Matt Peterson, Tim Riley. In the KOTK newsroom, I got all this stuff. A huge pile, veritable thing. It's big. It's a bunch of stuff right here. In fact, I made an entire list. Here's what we're going to get to today. After repeated requests, and who knew that there were such fans of the Black Peppercorns in the audience? I mean, they can't just have that many aunts and uncles, can they? Today we're going to have music from the Black Peppercorns for your dining and dancing pleasure. That's coming up. In honor of the 1080 girls and their continued presence on the Rick Emerson Show, today we have top 5 songs with the word girls in the title. Top 5 songs with the word girls in the title, that's coming up today. We're going to be talking to Peter Carlin, TV critic from the Oregonian. We're going to be talking to Richard Cheese, frontman for Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, who will be playing at the Rick Emerson Listener Party. Coming up Thursday, October 30th, he will be speaking with us. We're going to be talking to listener Mitch and his girlfriend. Wait a minute, we sent a Mitch in yesterday. Remember that guy? We were talking a couple weeks ago about some guy, he and his wife, want to import some Guatemalan maid to be their hoe, to do windows. We're going to be talking to him. We got a clergy watch. We got a penis watch. We got a Brittany watch coming up. We have your phone calls.
Richard Nunn will be speaking with us by phone today.
Richard Nunn will be speaking to us by phone today. We have your emails at rick@rickemerson.com, and we'll be finding out how much wood a woodchuck would indeed chuck if a woodchuck could indeed chuck wood. That's all ahead. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom at Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
Yo, it's not Rick Emerson. It must be noon. Out of 21 hours, take away so soon. Turn off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear it, there's something wrong with the planet. Stuck on I-5, better get used to chilling. It's all backed up, got the traffic with Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'm gonna pull up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Glenn Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds bad.
Word.
Jolie from the front desk was unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. Like the threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you'll never know this record was ever made. He's the radio gangster, and he's out to get paid. He's the radio
gangster.
Yeah, I'm not having it.
He's not having it.
It's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Police still have no suspects in the gruesome double murder that occurred early Tuesday morning in Northeast, but This witness tells K2 News he saw it all. He asked not to be identified, but his name is Eric. He's wearing a greasy baseball cap, and his voice has been altered. He said it was very professional, very cold. He's not saying what he was doing back in that alley, and nobody's asking, but it began at 12:30 when a white car pulled up to the red car, and several people exited the white vehicle and climbed into the red Dodge Stratus.
Just two consecutive boom, boom. Maybe a second apart, not even a second apart. I seen the flashes inside the car.
Then they drove off, leaving the other car behind. Then what happened next?
Action, action, action. That's what people have voted me into this office for. They wanted to have a governor that is filled with action.
Absolutely.
Is that really what happened next?
That was what happened next.
Okay, there you go.
We have some other stuff here. Oh, let me tell you about... Has anybody heard about this Dwayne Dog Chapman fellow?
Oh, man, that guy... Now, we've been talking about him, what, 3 days in a row now. First that he's just walking around sporting a bad leather vest and talking about how they got some secret spy stuff, but they like to peek people down Hawaiian style. And then it was report. You said yesterday that. Thank you. Excellent. Well done.
Hawaiian style.
You said yesterday he doesn't even have a license, right?
Right. To do this in Oregon.
All right.
So, he's been sniffing around Portland and he's shocked to find out that there's so much vice here, like prostitutions and script clubs. And he says that's why we have all the problems we do.
So far, what we could see by being out there is the strip joints, the prostitution, the one big guy in charge of all the girls. Something's going on here, and it's causing this pedophile, this stuff to happen.
Yeah, Dwayne, why don't you try closing down those strip clubs while you're here?
Yeah, while you're cleaning up our state for us, yeah. You find me, spectacled fella. He's a freaky-looking guy, man. He looks like one... You know what he looks like? He looks like one of those guys that's in the Satan's Helpers in that bar in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Just one of those guys hadn't bathed since, like, the Nixon administration on his way to Sturgis or something.
So it's pretty scary. Anyway, he's going to get himself in trouble here sooner or later.
Yeah.
Just you wait. Why don't you close down them strip clubs there, Dwayne? Oh, Chief and Mrs. Croker will miss all their friends here in Portland as they pack their bags and move to Liberia, as the former chief prepares to teach the locals how to crack a few heads.
Train, equip, supervise, deploy, and pay, most importantly, a local police force.
In Liberia?
Yeah.
I mean, how badly do you have to F your own career that you get sent to Liberia? You can't even get a job inside the continental United States. Because wasn't he trying to get the LAPD gig?
Yeah.
You can't even get a job in America. You can't even get a job in Canada. You can't even get a job in Mexico. You're being sent to run the police force in Liberia. That is like, wait for it, being sent to head the Federated States of Micronesia. That is, I mean, it's just one step above that. You know, there's Liberia. I don't even know where Liberia is.
He doesn't have all those problems, though, with, you know, like,
laws.
You know, prisoners' rights or any of that stuff. I mean, just beat the hell out of anybody you want.
Liberia,
to set some law and order up there.
Where no problem can't be solved by the application of a broken plunger. Sorry, did I step over a line there? There was a stunned silence in the room.
No,
okay.
I was just letting that sink in.
Yeah, so to speak.
Gresham man faces federal charges after he's accused of sexually assaulting a woman on board an airplane. Now, this incident occurred October 15th on a United flight from Miami to Denver. Apparently, a 28-year-old Alexander Kulatov allegedly reached under a woman's skirt and touched her thigh while she was sleeping. When she awoke, she screamed and called for help. He was arrested when the plane touched down. He could face a year in the federal pen.
You know, I've been thinking about men and women a lot lately, and I've come to this conclusion. Did you ever see that South Park where it turned out that Earth was just a big reality show for the rest of the galaxy? And what they did is it turned out that they took like 100 species from different planets and put them all on one planet together where they knew they wouldn't get along, and then that we were a reality show. You know, so bears and squids and the Chinese and stuff, we're all like here together. You know, we don't get along, and of course it's a big reality show for the rest of the planet. And I've come to the conclusion that there's some sort of, it's either been done intentionally by some deity that, you know, was just, you know, he wanted to amuse himself, or it's just some sort of cosmic accident, sort of like when the chocolate gets into my peanut butter or something. I've come to the conclusion that men and women have just been wrapped in entirely the wrong packages. It doesn't make any sense, because you figure, like Matt, if you, let's say you're some guy. Let's say
I'm
you're
some
Matt
guy.
Peterson. You're some guy, you're on an airplane, You know, like you're flying off to, you know, whatever, to Holland or something, sleeping on the airplane, and you wake up and some woman's got her hand, like on your Johnson. You wake up and there's a woman snaking her hand onto your thighs. You know, at that point, you're just calling the stewardess to get a screwdriver. You know, I mean, that's all it is, man, and maybe one of those little, the fuzzy little blankets they got there.
Excuse me, can I get a blanket and a couple of pillows,
please? Exactly all, yeah. I mean, can I get some headphones, maybe watch the movie while this is going on? It's like, you would pay more for that. Like, if they, you know, like, ding, ding.
We're going to be cruising at an altitude of about 36,000 feet today, and, well, passengers on the left side of the plane are going to be able to see the Snake River off to the side there. We're going to be landing in about 3 hours, local temperature 91 degrees, and there's going to be women by to grope your penises later on, and you be sure to buzz your stewardesses Janice and Orlean if you need anything, and thank you for my opinion.
You know, that's like, you would completely be like, yes, this is the greatest airline ever.
You go from like coach to business, the first class, the hand job.
Yeah, I'm bleeping that. You can't say that on the air. You could completely not say that on the air.
I heard it.
Seriously?
You did totally not say that.
Thought that was okay. My fault.
If
Don Chapman heard that, he'd be over here in a second hitting you with his bullwhip.
He'd be doing it Hawaiian style.
Yes, I'm not like, you can't say that. What are you thinking? You've turned into Jolie over there. All right. Anyway, Matt just used a phrase, the initials of which are HJ, which describes...
Howard Johnson.
Yes, that's what he said. That's what we'll call it from now on. Okay, there you go. I'm writing that down. Way to go, Tim Riley. Howard, or just like a Hojo. Okay, Howard Johnson. Excellent. Johnson. So Matt was describing a woman...
Completely thought that was okay, I swear.
Woman giving you the... Howard Johnson.
I suppose it is in some circles.
I suppose it is if you, yeah. Apparently if you're Bono speaking during the Grammys, but other than that, apparently not. I was going to make some joke, but now I've been thrown off track by Matt's flagrant and rampant use of profanity on the other side of the
FCC violating terms.
Howard Johnson.
There's no such thing as the FCC, and
they don't really exist. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Oregon's attorney general is suing two doctors who are selling prescription drugs over the internet. They've accused Dr. Stephen Maas of Tigard and Dr. Thomas Holman of Milwaukee of selling human growth hormone as an anti-aging drug. Now, Hardy-Meyer says the doctors violated state and federal laws by selling Viaglide, a female arousal cream, over the internet. They say they falsely claim the cream contained the same active ingredient as Viagra. Does anybody buy any of this stuff? But the doctor said he did not misrepresent the cream's contents. He blames inaccurate labeling by the manufacturer.
This is what?
Female arousal cream.
And what's really in it?
It doesn't say.
It's like, what was that penis extension thing they were selling for a while, and it turned out that it was chalk? Like actual, just like chalk, like from your, like, it's like your school classroom? That they would just go and, you know, go to Mrs. Johnson's third grade room and just sweep out the chalk trays at the bottom and just put it in the pills and sell it to people? So, yeah, because anything...
Maybe it didn't work.
I mean, the question is, who buys stuff based upon... Has anybody here ever bought anything based on a spam? Anyone? No, there's no one has ever bought anything based... I mean, I got the most blatant... And you almost had to give it up to this guy, because I got this spam the other day. That, I mean, it was so blatantly just fraudulent and corrupt that I was almost tempted to give the guy some money just to salute him for just having balls the size of, like, you know... Just sack the, like avocados, man. You know? I mean, it's like the guy, the email came in my box and it was like, you know, it was like, we lost your credit card number. And then it's like, you open the email and it's like a little form and it's like, when you were buying your purchase, we did not get your credit card number due to a glitch. Please enter your name, credit card number, and expiration date now and send it to us. And it was like, and that's all it said. No company name, no, like, assurances that it was going to be private, no, like, please call us. Just that. Just give us your credit card number and send it to us. And it was, just for the briefest of moments, I wanted to actually send them a little bit of cash just to salute them for being upfront about it. Here's Tim Riley.
Top of the clergy watch.
Yes, here's your, speaking of Howard Johnson's, here's your clergy watch.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
The Reverend Stephen White infamous for preaching against homosexuality and sexual promiscuity at Yale and other college campuses, now faces charges he solicited sex from a teenage boy in a Philadelphia suburb. We're so surprised.
Yeah,
he was arrested in June after he allegedly offered $20 to a 14-year-old boy in West Chester, Pennsylvania.
$20? That's insulting.
Or permission to perform oral sex on him.
He was off... Never mind. It's wrong to... Now, we're repeating... Now, this is a story. We're offering this for journalistic purposes, of course. And we're a news outlet and, operating in the public interest, convenience, and necessity. And I will not resort to humor involving the alleged sexual violation of a 14-year-old boy. I will...
If, however, you want to hear more about it, he's actually going to be co-hosting for Rush this week.
I will just say, though, that, see my earlier point about the differences between men and women. You know, here's a guy saying, look, I'll give you $20 if I can just, give you a little something. You know, and it's like... In what parallel... I mean, it's just cruel, the mismatched... sexual natures of men and women. It really is. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, according to the boy's sworn affidavit, White approached him in a green Ford van and asked if he knew of any strip clubs, adult bookstores, or shops that sold sexually explicit videos. Then when the boy said he did not, White attempted to lure the boy into the vehicle. White then told the boy he could make some money by letting White perform fellatio on him. That's today's story.
There's your clergy watch for Friday on the Rick Emerson Show. Bah! Because I gotta have faith. Oh, I gotta have faith. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up, music from the Black Peppercorns, Peter Carlin from the Oregonian, Richard Nunn from Fox 12 Storm Center, Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine, top five songs with girls in the title, How Chicks Think with Jolie from the Front Desk, and more of your phone calls. Stay there. It's Hot Talk to Netiquette. Here's Ozzy.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
You all right?
Yeah, they brought us some more Krispy Kreme, because that's exactly what we wanted.
It's one of the new people in our company.
Really?
She was being nice.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's not a Krispy Kreme person itself. I thought it was actually Krispy Kreme.
No, somebody actually brought them for us.
Because the Krispy Kreme around here, you know what it is? It's like that, it's like in Fantasia. Which is something you probably never thought you'd hear me say. It's like in The Sorcerer's Apprentice where Mickey chops up the brooms and they multiply. That's what it is. It's like no matter how... The more I complain about Krispy Kreme, it's like the more of them just show up. They just appear everywhere like so many so many tribbles.
I've seen you eating them a few times.
That is not true. That is a total and utter falsehood right now.
Yes, we're stuck here until like 7 o'clock at night and I see you munching on them.
That is a complete out and out fabrication. I'm calling you out on that right now. You are
Don't
completely
get all worked
making
up.
That up. Now, I had a maple bar the other day. That's different, though. Because it's maple-y in a bar shape. Here's Sarah with the
yeah.
thing that she does.
Yeah, no problems. I-84 in both directions between I-5 and 205. We have an on-ramp closure northbound 205 at Foster Road for paving. Oh, yes. This report is brought to you by America's Tire Company. Head on over to America's Tire Company and enter their Great Northwest Getaway Giveaway Sweepstakes. Win a Mini Cooper or a Hawaiian vacation package. See an America's Tire Company store for details. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOGK.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, the only one that could ever teach me was the hand of a preacher man. It's Ryan. All right. Coming up, we got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, music from the Black Peppercorns, Peter Carlin from the Oregonian, Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine, Richard Nunn from Fox 12 Storm Center. Right now, it's Tim Riley in the KHK Newsroom.
I wonder if Richard Nunn's calling from his car phone.
Oh, how's your car working out? How's that $450,000 bus you're driving around?
That's a nice smooth ride every morning. Gets me all ready for work. It really jars me awake.
Get you jaded early.
You know, the funniest thing is when I talked to Richard earlier today, he was saying that we were going to have to call him because he couldn't follow the show today because the car that he's got right now doesn't have a radio that works.
Oh, that's pretty funny,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, so he's a great, nice car. Yeah, no radio.
Nikki, you're in Portland. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KTK.
Oh, hi. I was just calling to comment about the ViaGlide.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Moss, actually, I used to go to him, and he gave me a sample of it one time.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, I'm going to try it. And
yes.
I guess it is the worst. It feels like you're putting Bengay there.
Okay?
But when I put it on my voice, he says, like, feel this. I mean, does this feel like Bengay? He's like, I put it on, and he liked it. But then when I told him what it was, he freaked out because he was like, that's the girls'
yeah,
like,
that's,
you know,
yeah,
fall off.
It's like, well, yeah, it's like putting Icy Hot or something on. That's probably something you don't want.
Was it money back if not delighted?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not really, I mean, anything. It's just like dumb.
It's just nothing. Yeah.
Maybe the good doctor should start selling energy bars or something like that.
Yeah, completely.
What's really funny, too, is that he started out as a men's health doctor.
Well,
and that would happen.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well for him, apparently.
Well, let me tell you first about that. He's a really nice guy. He's a really good doctor.
So, maybe he has another product coming out soon.
Yeah, it's like I was watching this whole thing the other day. I was watching this thing on Showtime about medical scams, and they were showing this woman in California that charges $85 so you can, and it's like meditating your way to a fuller bust. And so it just shows these women in a room being hypnotized and trying to think their way to larger breasts. And the doctors, meanwhile, is over there like filling out a racing form, making $85 an hour from each of these women. So that's clearly where all the money is to be made these days, Nikki.
Well, supposedly some guy, I don't remember what Asian country, has developed these suction cups that go on a chest. And he actually did it to himself to prove that you could, like, vacuum your chest enough so you can get breath. If he's got them, then they're going to make a group. It's disturbing.
You know, there's so many times I'm glad I'm not a woman, and this is one of them, because I don't ever need to be vacuuming my nipples. That's Nikki in Portland. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Here's Tim Riley in the KHK Newsroom.
Oh, look, there's a fire in California. Nothing but trailer parks and biker gangs live in that area, so no total loss.
Is that in California?
Yep.
Roop's going to be covering that. Roop
San Bernardino County.
Roop was actually on CNN earlier, right? He was like the helicopter swooping overhead and whatnot.
He was sitting there doing like a call-in from the cell phone or whatever, and this helicopter's like buzzing over the top of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, just on a Jim Roop, you know, CNN News. It sounds like he's doing some action newscast out in the middle of a war zone.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, Germans are screaming, moaning, and panting for the latest nightlife craze, Porto Karaoke. Film producers Set and Dursted organized a premiere in Berlin last month after a successful test run in Hamburg, where everything's filthy dirty. The event follows the rules of traditional karaoke, but instead of standing in for Whitney Houston or Frank Sinatra, contestants belt out parts of adult movie stars. They pair off in male-female teams as the XXX film is loaded into the projector. With the sound turned off, each door is handed two microphones. One has 1 minute to provide the oral fireworks for the action in the crowd. The crowd, which tends to follow the show more comic than ironic, then chooses the couple that are given the most convincing, creative, and ecstatic performance.
We should totally be doing this. We should completely be doing this at the listener party.
While faking an orgasm before hundreds of strangers.
We should. This is that. Okay, somebody make a note. Note to self. Porno karaoke.
Porno karaoke.
At the next listener party. All over that. That's a great idea. Subject line, web radio. Rick, the best part of listening to you via web radio is there is no beeping. I get to hear it all, including the Ojo references. That is Mike in San Diego, the greatest place on earth. There you go. All right, it's Tim Riley in the KHK Newsroom.
Well, as bizarre as this may seem, a man is accused of having sex with his girlfriend's dog. This is from Florida. Local investigators say such crimes aren't as rare as one might believe. Former police sergeant Laura Moore has encountered a few strange cases during her 25 years. One guy was caught more than once with neighborhood dogs, she said. Then there was a case of a man with a boa constrictor.
Ah!
And a man with a chicken.
That's gotta be it.
Come on, bark like a dog for me.
In the latest incident, 34-year-old David Thompson faces trial after he waived a court ruling Thursday with accusations he sodomized the 3-year-old female dog, part German Shepherd, while living at his ex-girlfriend's house.
So yeah, but let's get back to the guy with the boa constrictor. I mean, because I don't know if you're thinking what I'm thinking, but I mean, God, I mean, just, you know, your life is pretty bad when you're a snake anyway. No legs and, you know, and having to, like,
how do you scratch yourself?
And having to, you know, every, like, 3 days have to get rid of all your skin, you know, and then some guy comes along and just sees, like, a, you know, just sees a big scaly marmalade when he looks at you. And that's nothing but bad. And the guy with a chicken, I don't even want to talk
now
about
is
that.
So is he reported as a sexual offender because of the case of the snake?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, but so it was a 3-year-old what? The German Shepherd?
Yeah. Part German Shepherd.
Okay.
So that's that.
Yeah.
That's enough. We'll just time now for wildfires.
Let's welcome down to the Rick Emerson Show. Sorry. A man in Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. How are you, my friend?
I am hot.
Are you singed, Jim Roop?
I am not singed, but I am covered with ash.
Okay. The KTLA chick is running toward the fire. It's like, oh, it's burning my hair.
Yeah, we're watching the live feed. Yeah, we're watching KTLA, and the amount of hairspray she's got, and if I was her, I'd be worried about my head just becoming a flambe, you know, from even like 30 feet away. What's going on in there? Where are these fires? Is this wildfire? What's going on there?
Yeah, it started Tuesday. Called the fire was in the north part of Fontana in San Bernardino County, Riverside area. You familiar with that?
Yep, biker gangs and trailer parks.
There you go. Anyway, it is moved. The fire moved up the hill, and before the Santa Ana winds kicked up, it wasn't too bad. They think they had it pretty much contained, at least 17% contained. Then all of a sudden, the Santa Ana winds kicked up early this morning, and that fire just was driven down the hill toward these homes in Rancho Cucamonga.
The hell is that? Are those like those fire department things, or those news copters?
Dragonflies?
No, those are water dropping helicopters, and it's those big, huge guys that drop 22,000 tons of water.
Are these? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask if this was threatening any houses or anything.
Yeah, in fact, one is burned already. They thought they had it under control. Right now, this is the first time I think I can remember covering fires in Southern California in 20 some odd years that this. The firefighters have absolutely no control. They are truly on the defensive here, and that's the scary part for residents and for firefighters. All they're doing is sort of bracing for an onslaught. One home has burned so far, a boat, a couple of cars, you know, that kind of thing. But they're waiting for the winds to kick up again this afternoon and try to at least stave off the fire a little bit.
So these aren't the houses of wealthy people. These are the houses of middle class or lower class people?
No, these are middle class folks. You know, it's a nice new development, brand new development in Rancho Cucamonga, which is again east in the San Bernardino County area. But they're nice homes, they're big homes. You know, the further you get away from Los Angeles, the easier it is to afford to own a home. So some of these are nice 3 to 5 bedroom homes out here that are being threatened.
I remember being in a bar one time, and this was like there was mudslides or something going on. This was back in the early 90s. And there's some mudslide, and it took out a house that was valued at like $12 million, and just the entire bar erupted in cheers. So, like, everybody in the bar was, like, you know, hoisting one to it. So there is a perverse public fascination with watching this kind of stuff. Well, so what are they – so they got no control. So what do they do? Is it they dig trenches, or do they what do they do to stop that?
Well, these homes, this neighborhood is surrounded by fields, and the fields are on fire. So what the firefighters are trying to do are set back fires, you know, a fire line that hopefully the fire coming toward the neighborhood, and then the fire that they set, as those two fires meet, they sort of cancel each other out. And then as you see by, or you can hear by this aircraft going over my head now, they're getting ahead of the fire to drop retardant down, and then also other helicopters are dropping water right on the flame. So, they're not really attacking this fire as much as they're just sort of
trying to get the houses from going up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's right now. They're just on structure defense right now.
Hey, I know on a completely separate subject. I know you're busy trying to escape fiery death there and all, but I know that Kobe Bryant played last night. That was
I was there.
First game, really. So they played his first game since he got charged with all this stuff back in back in July, right?
Yeah. People were digging it, man. People were cheering, and every time he put his hands on the ball, it was Kobe, Kobe, and it really came to a crescendo just before the game started when he was announced that they'd come out for the team. But it took a while for the applause to die down. So apparently, people are rooting old Kobe on.
So here's a dumb question: so did it affect his play? Was he playing well?
No, yeah, he played well. I mean, you could tell he felt good to be out there on the court. You know, and plus you got Karl Malone now on the team, and Gary Payton, and you know, and Shaquille O'Neal. So you got that Fab Four out there on the court now, and everybody sort of focuses on the four of them instead of just Kobe. So he felt very comfortable out there and played really well.
Karl Malone, and that guy like 150 years old?
Yeah, he's been around forever. In fact, there several years ago, he was threatening to leave Utah to come to Los Angeles, and he got in a bunch, because he was doing a radio show here in L.A., and he got in a bunch of trouble with the folks in Utah, decided to stay there and not come here, but now he's here.
Yeah, all right, there you go. Well, we'll let you get back to the retardant that's going on there. That's a CNN radio correspondent, Jim Roop, trying to avoid Firestorm 2003 there. I think.
Yeah, we'll certainly pray that L.A. doesn't burn, won't we?
Yes, that would be a tragedy.
That would be.
All right.
Meanwhile, a Texas woman has survived shooting herself in the heart with a nail gun. Joy Wiggins was using the power tool to secure a board in an awkward angle in her home. It was pointed toward her chest, and when she tried to strike the board, she missed it and shot herself. When she realized what happened, she climbed down from the attic where she was working and called her hospital before fainting. He got her to a nearby hospital where her heart stopped beating and went into full cardiac arrest. Surgeons quickly kept her alive using a rare procedure to relieve pressure called a blood clot. 4 hours after surgery, she's alive and awake and loving life to its full.
You know, when I was a kid, we had a pneumatic nail gun at a house, and it's like when you're a little boy, there's just nothing in this world that is better than a nail gun. It was the big air-powered kind of thing. You have the full-on like generator with a, you know, and it's just pumping air. And man, you're just like shooting, and of course, you know, I didn't get to use it unsupervised. My dad was right there; he's a carpenter. But so I'm right there, man. It's like we're putting up a fence or something, and so you get the big posts in the ground, and then you're putting up planks, and it's just the greatest moment of my young life. I was like 12, probably. My dad, all right, son, why don't you give the nail gun a try? You know, and it was just like the, it was just like the seraphim from heaven just came down and sang. You know, just. You know, gold, like beams of golden sunlight come onto you as he hands you the nail gun. You know, it's just like bathed in the golden glow of Jesus Almighty. You know, it's just sort of like the guy, you know, it's like the guy pulling the sword from the stone. You know what it is? That's exactly what it is. And it's like, but somebody handing you the chalice of Christ. Here's a nail gun. It's the greatest thing. It's like that airless paint sprayer. Guys love anything that could take off one of your fingers. That airless paint spray will kill you, man. It'll just take off one of your arms. No problem.
You ever get to do much work with it, like a grinder?
No, nor a lathe. I was never allowed to use the lathe or the table saw. I was completely forbidden from using the table saw. Because the first time, never mind. It's a whole long story about the table saw. Because when you stop, you're supposed to let the blade, you know, grind down, and then you stop it by bracing a piece of wood against it. But I just shoved the wood right into the blades, and it grabbed a 2x4 out of my hand and threw it across the garage and through a window. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A drill press, though. I got to use a drill press for some stuff. He had this, you know, you go to his work. He worked in this whole carpentry shop, and it was just like there's things there for miles that you could, you know, amuse you when you're a 12-year-old boy.
Sounds like it still amuses you now.
It does. Well, what do you know, guys, and anything that...
Power tools are always fun.
Anything that plugs in and makes a whirring noise, you know, that's something that appeals to guys. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
I-5 North seeing minor slowings. You head up toward the interstate bridge. Also, if you'll be heading through the tunnels today, that's out on the Sunset Cruise, will wash the Vista Ridge Tunnel from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. tomorrow morning and shut down lanes. So it will cause some delays as you try to head through in both directions. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
That's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Coming up, music from the Black Peppercorns. Also Richard Nunn, also Richard Cheese, also Peter Carlin, also today's top five songs with the word girls in the title. All right, so I was reading this thing about the guy and the German Shepherd, and it just said, a girl heard the dog making noise in a spare bedroom during the early morning. She believed that her mother's boyfriend was playing video games in the room. I don't really know how that would explain that. Anyway. She peeked into the room and saw him instead having sex with a dog. See, that's the thing that, like, try as you might to replace that image in your head with something else, that's just going to be there until the day you die. You're going to be 94 years old, swilling your food through a straw in a nursing folks home, you know, and that's just going to be there. That's going to be the last thing to go.
So does she still love him after seeing this?
I don't know. I really don't know. He's not the same guy that was with the horse? Boa constrictor and the chicken, was he? I mean, a chicken. I mean, a chicken doesn't even... I mean, a chicken seems... First of all, they're hard to catch. I mean, it seems like you'd want an animal that's easier to catch and overpower. Not that... You know, not that you should be engaging in buggery with animals, but I'm just saying, it seems like too much work there. Let's not think about it.
Being a person that owns, you know, a snake...
Yeah, the
snake thing is the one that really, really has
hits home with you.
That's got me the most... Just disturbed.
Happy lunch hour, everyone. It's Tim
slimy,
Riley,
aren't they?
The KOTK newsroom.
Well, let's see, what else do? Oh, the tote board now shows $33 billion has been raised in the Iraqi aid telethon from Spain. As Master of Ceremonies Colin Powell says, it's just not enough.
A pool of money has been put together that totals, as a minimum, in my judgment, and we'll get the details in due course, $33 billion. That will be available to the Iraqi people. And as Secretary of Treasury has just said, we will be very sensitive to the debt burden that is being placed on the Iraqi people. We have to restructure the old debt and be careful about the new debt.
I think Imus had the best comment this morning. They were talking about the debt load, and Imus just said, you know, just blow it up. It's over. It's too late.
They already did.
I mean, yeah, just blow it up and pave over it and, you know, just make it a new Epcot or something. I mean, it's too late. They've lost.
Or a big mall for Kuwait.
Yeah, there's just nothing. Yeah, just you put a few Krispy Kremes there, you get yourself an Applebee's, some sort of a factory outlet store, you know, and there you go. You're going to be okay. It's too late to do anything else with that place. They're hosed.
Anyway, tonight on TV, we'll get into TV further later, but it's a Katie Couric special, Bring Elizabeth Home. Now, the family's shopping this kid around for interviews, and that's tonight. We have a little bit here. Let's see here. Katie Couric interviewed the now 16-year-old Smart and her parents for a special one-hour program that airs tonight. She asked Elizabeth if it is awkward seeing her family again after she recovered in March.
I don't know. I was just so happy to be back that it didn't matter.
You felt like your siblings had grown up a little bit?
Yeah.
And had changed?
Yeah.
Elizabeth told Katie that the ordeal really hasn't changed her that much.
No, I mean, I think, like, there's some things different about me, but I think I'm still pretty much the same person.
Okay. This is the girl who ran off with, was abducted by?
The Mormon.
The guy. This is the blonde chick from, you know, let me just say, though.
America's Girl.
If you ever want to know, I thought that was Jessica Lynch.
No, she's not America's Girl.
She's different.
They don't have a name for her yet.
Okay. But if you ever want to know what people in Utah look like, you look at the Smart family in Utah. You go to CNN or something and bring up a picture of, like, the mom, the dad, the little sister, and this girl, Elizabeth Smart. That is what you want to know what Mormons look like. That is the prototypical Mormon family. They are every family down there. That is exactly what every nuclear family in Salt Lake City looks like. They look like those people. And then, okay, so that's on tonight?
Yeah, that's on at 10.
What channel so I can avoid it?
It's on 8.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
But at the same time, well, this is a tough competition, because at the same time, it's 2020, it's Diane's butler in Confidant.
Okay. Wait, Diana, Princess Diana.
Yeah.
I didn't mean like Diane Sawyer or
something.
No. All right.
So that's on tonight. Anyway, time for the penis watch.
Here's your penis watch for Friday.
Enormous penis. My troubles start a melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis. And everything is going my way.
Dateline London. Six British schoolboys are rushed to the hospital after taking the erection-enhancing drug Viagra at lunchtime for a dare. Forest School in Wenish, that's in southern England, says paramedics were called after a fellow student told teachers about the 13-year-old's prank.
What possible reason? Okay, first of all, I don't know if you remember being a 13-year-old boy, and I know you girls don't remember being a 13-year-old boy, but if there's anybody who needs Viagra less than a 13-year-old boy, the hell was that?
Stiff wind.
That's a stretch.
Okay. I was just going to say, if any of you remember me, there's no one on this earth who needs an erectile aid less than a 13-year-old boy. I mean, the number of times that I, you know, it was You know, it's like on the one hand, you want to get up to use the bathroom. On the other hand, you don't want to stand up in front of your seat in front of the classroom or something. You know, your teacher calls you, have to do some long division on the board, and it's, you know, you're just kind of toting that trapper keeper along in front of you the whole time. It's just, life is just, you know, it doesn't matter, man. Linoleum, sun coming up, you know, whatever, you know, salt shakers. It doesn't matter. Anything, you know, just gives you tumescence when you're a 13-year-old boy. So the idea, so I can't even fathom what it's like to be a 13-year-old boy. Because, you know, and 13-year-old boys especially, you know, 13-year-old boys are just, it's like the hair trigger is just set, you know, so sensitively. I mean, it's like you don't need to see a woman nude. You don't even need to see a woman's brassiere. You don't even need to see the outline of a woman's brassiere. Just the notion that brassieres exist as a 13-year-old, but just the word brassiere. You're a 13-year-old boy, you're thumbing through a dictionary, you know, brassiere. You just, that's it, bam, right there. You're ready to go. You're good to launch, baby. That's all, you know, and it's, you know, it's a washroom break for, you know, for young Philip. That's all it is. It doesn't matter what it is. You happen to be going through the encyclopedia, you come across the word titty-caca, you know, that's all, and suddenly you gotta go use a hall pass. That's all it is.
Well, one of the boys brought them from home and brought them back to the all-boys school. By the time the afternoon lessons began, there was no hiding what they had done. Paramedics took the 6 squirming boys to a nearby hospital where they were monitored till the effects wore off.
What a great word that is.
It's today's penis watch.
Yeah, there's your penis watch.
My enormous penis.
Hey, take a look at my enormous penis. Tell you.
Take a look at my enormous penis.
Hikey.
Everything is going my way.
Crunchy's Australian.
All right, we got more on the way. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. We got this. Rick, thanks for the invite to the listener party. I'll be there. F. Matt with a laser-guided entrenching tool and a brown paper bag in the dead of night.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
That was some thought.
We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I don't
want
to be buried in a family cemetery. I don't want to live my life.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.